The Jersey Boys Sports Talk with Victor Orocho and Byron Jones. And here's your host, Victor Orocho.
Whoa, all right, we're on Restream. Welcome to the Jersey Boys Sports Talk. We're kind of excited. We're getting new technology going on here with our producer, Santiago's on the line. Welcome live out of Miami, Fort Lauderdale, and Lancaster, Pennsylvania, with your host Byron Jones and Victor Orocho. Obviously, we got some special guests, as you can see on today. Today is August 11th, 2022. I hope everybody's having a blessed day. Please remember to subscribe to all our channels, to the Sportscast. You can subscribe on YouTube, on Facebook, on Spotify, on iTunes, and pretty much most of all our channels. You could also on the smart, what do you call those, Santiago? The
your smart little speaker.
Smart speakers like go. You can say, hey, listen to the play the Jersey Boys Sports Talk. We're there. Don't forget the Jersey Boys Sports Talk. We have our own podcast on Apple. So if you go to the purple little podcast, hit it. Look for the screen in my background for me and Byron. Click it. Hit notifications. You can listen to us anytime. We always have some flavor on our show. Particularly, we're pretty much Jersey Boys, not living in Jersey. We're still Jersey bred, Jersey born. So we're really excited about this show. We're moving towards Restream, more outside of YouTube because there's more capabilities that we can do. We're excited about preseason starting. My Giants are playing, and we'll be a little bit down right now, but we'll be excited. And you can listen in every Thursday. At what time, Byron?
8 o'clock. 8 p.m.
I don't know how every week I always get invited or someone asks me to do something in my family at 8 o'clock on Thursday when they know I got a show for 2.5 years. So we're excited. We're excited for our guests. Let's get ready to get on the show. We usually start talking about a little bit about what's going on in Philly and particularly the weather because we know pretty soon it's going to be cold and snowy there. So how we doing over there, Byron?
It's hot, man. I still don't have any air conditioning because it went out. Got to wait for the parts to arrive.
You still
don't have
AC? You're still staring in the house?
Sweating like
take your wife to a hotel. You got money. Don't be cheap.
Do what?
I can tell you're cheap. You see your light is dark again. You're like in a witness protection program. You pull your camera down.
Whatever,
you're like this.
When I leave here, I'm picking
like this. You're like 6'15". You're all the way down like this. Can you make your camera a little bigger, please? And put some light on.
It's
your witness protection. What are you messing around with? Producer.
Here,
there you go. That's
better, man.
That's my man. That's the big boy right there.
What's going on, guys? Good to be with you guys.
Hey, Byron came out of witness protection. Now, that's only a joke because Byron was a military man, and he was a sheriff. So, Byron, if there's anyone who wouldn't be in that situation, it would be my buddy Byron, one of the greatest, biggest, nicest guys you're ever going to meet. Number one. Number two, and a great family. We got a producer on the line, Santiago Leon, who's also the producer and the owner of the Sportscast with many shows on. Say hello, Santiago.
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me. No, actually, I volunteered to come on just to control the levers. Looking forward to football season this month. Tonight feels more like I'm starting to wet my toes with the football season. I'm not sure about you guys, but I'm feeling good. Get to see players that were drafted, seeing some new players coming in. Hopefully the right players get make the team. So we'll see what happens.
By the way, I have a background without a green screen, just so we're clear.
Oh, it works. Okay, there you go.
And the other thing is I'd like to also introduce our regular guest host is John Ronenberg. He is my fraternity brother, my college alumni, a dear friend, and an avid sports person. But he is a major Denver Bronco fan. And he's also well-versed in hockey and multiple sports. But he's we like him here. He gives a lot of insights on us. And we go back and forth. So we have some fun, especially when we get Joe Caprera on the phone. Then we have some fun. John enjoys his apple juice during the show most of the time. So we're pretty good. So welcome to the show, John. Welcome to the show, John. Can you hear us?
John might be on a 10-minute delay, maybe.
Glad to be here, guys. Can you hear me now?
Yeah, we can. We can hear you. It's Uncle Eric, right? Eric? All right, you got to feed the chicken or the electricity, John. Something's wrong with your stuff there. But okay, so let's get it going on. Well, we got the Giants playing now in preseason, and I know Byron, you had sent me something on the all right, what'd you send me, Byron? You sent me here it is, the Giants depth chart. I only got the Giants depth chart. Did you send me something else?
Yes, a whole bunch of other stuff.
In an email or a different email?
Text.
Bro, you got to sign. Yeah, you ain't got to deal with that text stuff. All right, let's start with the first piece. You want to go with the depth chart real quick?
Not really, man. I'm sitting there watching the game. Let's go to that mess.
What do you want to go to?
Let's go to how bad. Number 33, which is Aaron Rodgers right now.
Okay, can't we put that on the screen right now?
We can't due to copyright issues.
That's not true. We can put on the ESPN channel like me and Mom.
Yes, we can. Okay, let me get back to you guys on that and go ahead. Well,
you want me to do it?
Number 33, Aaron Robinson is supposed to be their number two cornerback. He is absolutely awful today.
Really? Well, and he's awful playing against the second. Oh, no, we got our first string players playing against their second string.
Yeah. Well, the one kid that the Patriots have, from Baylor, he's fast. He's like the fast. He's supposed to be like the fastest receiver that came out this year, 4.28 something, and he blew past the times that it should have been a six. So he's not looking too good against a rookie, the second year guy. And the other guy, is a rookie, but he's extremely fast.
Well, it's only 7-3, though.
It's not even the point of where the score is. It's just how bad the cornerbacks have looked. And, with Wink Martindale, the corners have to be able to stand up so they can get pressure on the quarterback. If the corners can't cover anybody, it's going to be a long season.
True. But you also got to get to the quarterback, Byron. I mean, you're right. You got to cover. But okay, how long do you expect the defensive back to cover?
No, I understand that part. Like not forever, but you have the Patriots are playing their twos. They're not even playing their starters. They have all their twos in against our ones, and he's looking not too good.
And he's looking not too good. All right, well, it's only 7-3, so how not too good is he looking?
Bad. But he, put it this way, he's playing bad enough where the Patriots started targeting him as far as, hey, you know what? He's not covering anybody. Let's throw over there. That's exactly when he was in earlier, the first quarter, that's exactly what they were doing.
I prefer that, though, bro.
You prefer what?
Look, as a defensive, he's still a professional, so we don't know yet. You're saying that's one game, right? So, as a defensive back,
he's supposed to be the number two corner behind Adoree Jackson. He's supposed to be the number two guy. He's supposed to be able to cover a rookie that came from Baylor that all he knows is go deep. He should be able to cover this guy, and he can. When you see the film, when you look at this, you'll see, it's not pretty.
All right, we'll see because I got it up right now. But it's 7-3. Giants got the ball. They're moving it down. Dan Jones is 6-for-10. Barkley's got 13 yards. But we'll see. But all I'm saying to you is that if they keep throwing to that guy, either he's going to get practice and he's going to get beat and we're going to see how bad he is, or he's going to adjust. Right, give him a little time. I mean, they're only down by 7, so it's not like
Yeah, but this is a game where they're not scripting up scripting, but what's the word? They're not game planning. They're not game planning. It was just a regular, you know, we just got to line up and our guys are going to beat your. That's pretty much what it is. It's like a street game, you know, at the professional level. And if he can carry, you know, cover this guy, a rookie, again, he's supposed to be the number two guy. That's the most important. Okay, he's in the game. You know, all right, you know, he's doing it, but he stinks. That's the bottom line. He's not performing very well at all.
That is so you think he's going to get cut?
No, he's not going to get cut because he's a third-round pick. Who else are they going to put there if he, you know, doesn't perform? You know, he's not playing well, you know, at all. You know, maybe, you know, little jitters, you know, this. And then, you know, not even talk about that. And then, like, the defensive line. You know, Big Cat is not playing. Leonard is not playing today. So that's their one. But even there, they're a little soft up the middle. You know, the Patriots are able to run the ball up the middle. With their number two.
Let's see what's going on. Let's see what's happening. This is the only way. I'm not worried.
It could be 40 to none. I don't care. It's just you have our ones are playing against their twos. And they're able to run the ball, the Patriots. Our ones playing against their twos, they're able to throw the ball against our ones.
Yeah, but we're missing. Who are we missing? Because you're saying your ones. You just said Williams is out.
Him. He's not playing. Then, you know, what's his name? Blake Martinez is not playing. Andy's not playing. It's a few, but all of them, you got Tito. You didn't hear his name at all. You had, you know, Ojulari's not playing. You know, this game, he's still, you know, injured. But the front. Besides the one, you know, they're a little soft in my opinion.
All right, well, we'll see what happens.
Can you guys hear me now?
Go ahead. Yes. Yeah, we can.
All right.
Santiago, what do you watch? You seen parts of the ESPN piece?
I am trying to pull that up. So, give me a.
You're trying to pull it up. Do we just punt or do we just? Shotgun, pass short.
We're moving the ball.
Dude. We just got a deep play. Huh? We just got a deep play.
No, you didn't. No.
Somebody punted?
Somebody's hurt.
We're on a 20-yard line. We're on a Patriots 20-yard line, bro. We're on the 19-yard line of New England. Okay. What are you talking about?
Yeah, against their twos.
Who cares a crap?
Against their twos.
Yeah, make up your mind. We got to play the game. Oh, I'm sorry. In Santiago's famous words, that's because New England's
tanking. Okay, here. Okay, here. Listen, answer me. What is the whole objective of preseason? What is it?
Is this to practice what you've been practicing, the playbook, to play your guys, to see how they do, you know. Right. Obviously, there's two different objectives. You know, you're throwing that out there like it's no problem. There's two different objectives, because if Belichick is playing his number twos and the Giants are playing their number ones, both teams got different objectives, right? So the Giants are about to score.
That doesn't matter. Go ahead.
But yes or no, right? So there's two different objectives. So the Giants' objectives – number one is to play their starters and, you know, hey, I got to see who can play, right? So they're putting people out. We got some people hurt. We knew we had problems in the secondary, though. We're not, you know, this is not a surprise. We knew our weakest part of our defense, and we've talked about this. John, you've been part of that, right? That the secondary is weak. And the only thing I was saying, well, our line better rush and get enough, you know. You could be a better defensive back with a great rush. You could be a really bad defensive back with a bad rush.
Yep.
And, you know, so, you know, my point being is that's what's happening. I don't know what New England's doing.
Touchdown, New York.
Rest of the players. What's that?
Touchdown, Giants.
Wow, yeah. What you got to say now, Byron? Oh, it's their number two team.
Richie James. You guys can see my screen, right?
Yeah, we can. But take it off. Yeah. I just wanted to see it after they score because then we're too small.
Okay.
I got to figure out the screen, too.
Well, let me know. Switch
now,
it on.
Now you know how to get it on, right? That's right. How me and Aaron did it. It was awesome, like, during the game. All right, we scored, baby. Wasn't that your boy Daniel Jones?
That's not the objective, man.
All right, so what's the objective to you? What's the objective?
Preseason is It is to evaluate us to see, you know, who you're going to keep and who you're going to get rid of. That's the bottom line. So if the score is 40, the score has nothing to do with it. Your evaluation
is meaningless.
And the Giants are definitely going to get
I disagree with that, and I'll tell you why. But let Santiago and John join in. Go ahead.
I agree with Byron. I hate to say it, but I do.
Why don't you defend your answer? Just either.
You
don't agree with them. Don't feel bad about. Just say what you feel.
I don't know. We just seem we like the butt heads too much. I think, but no, it's he's you use preseason to evaluate what you have and what your team's going to look like. You have individual coaches watching their individual players and making those decisions, feeding them up to the coach and the GM. That's all preseason is for. Games are meaningless. It's like kissing your sister, unless your sister's hot, but even then it's illegal. So,
okay. So, all right, Santi, I got to let you go. Cause again, you know, I'm going to tear your stuff apart again.
John. Yeah. Well, I agree with John. I think it's just evaluate players, what you have. You know, maybe this guy can start. Maybe this guy shouldn't start. And also, Deshaun Watson, he can play in the preseason legally.
Yes, he can.
All right. So first of all, what does that have to do with the slice of bread in Italy? Right. I don't understand what the heck. There was no difference what I said. Right. There was no agreeing and disagreeing. I was disagreeing with the point with that. The score doesn't matter, and I'm just saying if the score is that bad, that means the guys that you three just said you're evaluating are playing poorly.
Oh, yeah. No, I agree with that, absolutely.
Okay, so then make up your mind. That's what I'm telling you. You guys always say playing, and I agree with this guy. We're not agreeing with nothing. Take them in silos. My questions – hold on. I let you go. Okay. I said there's obviously two different objectives going into this game between the coaches, not ours, right? You got one coach starting his second players. You got one coach starting his first players.
Mm-hmm.
I'm asking you to answer that. That's what I'm asking you to answer.
Obviously,
to evaluate your players. Okay. I agree with you. All I'm saying to you is that when I said I disagree with Byron, I disagree with the score didn't matter. And I'm saying scores got to matter because that's how bad the guy you evaluated played.
If you're number one,
the guy number three is terrible.
If your number ones are getting their butts kicked by number twos, then that's a problem. Okay, I agree with you on that. Yeah. So I think what the Giants are trying to figure out is who actually their ones are going to be by watching who they have as ones now. And the flip side of that, Belichick already knows who his ones are. He wants to see if some of these two can move up to that one.
I'm sorry, Jess. I'm sorry. I am sorry, Victor. Preseason is important. He looks at the scores and the stats and records. It's super important because last year he focused on scores and stats. I never understand what Jeff says.
Is that Gagnon?
That's the Dallas. That's the crazy Dallas guy. Yeah. I'm gonna use it. I'm gonna use what I believe in. Based on the discussion. So we go back to, we just agreed with that the score matters because then that's how bad a guy played, number one. Number two, and Santiago, we don't let you go. I apologize. I'm just saying, John, based on what you just said, the Giants are starting their number one, in my opinion, is because they're so bad, they have to start their number ones need reps.
I agree.
So you got to use every second to play against another professional team, whether it's their second or third. But I need you to get snaps because you guys are bad.
Yep. It would have been different.
And I think Belichick's team wasn't that bad last year. They're going to vie for the playoffs.
Yeah.
Okay.
When the speed of the game, and I was there, the speed of the game in preseason when you're a practice is completely different than when you get the game. You have a lot of people that are great practice players, but then you have a lot of people that are, you know, they're awful at practice, and then when they get in the game, you know, they show out, you know, they do their thing. But the score and the stats and all this other stuff during the preseason, they really don't count anything. you know, the coach is really going to look at, you know, oh, well, we rushed for 300, you know, yards, or, you know, threw for 200 yards, or whatever. They're not looking at that. They're trying to evaluate, you know, what they have on this team. And
we have a so comment far, from Jeff.
I got it. All right, so Jeff, I look at stats based on the importance of the players during preseason. Number one. And number two, if you had a lousy – and this is my opinion. I'll let the panel. One, the stats that are important to me in preseason are the stats of the significant players that are going to play during the season. They have to perform well during preseason, okay? Now, they don't have to be superstar, but they still have to perform, especially those players that are coming off of injury. That's my opinion. I'll let the panel talk. Number one. Once you start getting into the third or fourth quarter, at that point, I don't really care about stats. The other thing is, you know, if you already were coming off a lousy season, I mean, do you think the Giants would be super motivated coming off preseason going, we're not winning one game, or they would have a little bit more motivation if they at least had some games won under their belt? That's for you guys.
Byron should go first.
you're gonna have like – what he put up here with Baltimore, what Jeff just put up there. Baltimore has won 20 straight preseason games. What does that mean? They didn't go to the Super Bowl. They didn't perform well last year or whatever. You know, but you got all
I don't care what Jeff says because they've gone farther than Dallas in every season that they won preseason. So Jeff can say whatever he wants, but I know for sure Baltimore has won more than one game in the playoffs since 1995.
And how many Super Bowls have they won since 1999? How many have they won? Two?
Since 1999?
Baltimore?
Yeah, two.
I think 1,000 and
two more than Dallas. That's all I care about.
Two
more than Dallas.
Well, let's talk about just for a second, Cowboys.
Jeff, I do love you, though, Jeff.
The Cowboys play who this weekend?
Don't matter.
Really? Matters to me.
The Broncos.
Yeah. But you think I'm going to care about those stats in that game? No.
Wait a second. You really? Okay, I'm going to let you finish. Go ahead.
Yeah. Like, as a Broncos fan, what do you want to think?
Why wouldn't you care about – wait, before you go, why wouldn't you care about the stats of Russell Wilson in that
game? Russell's not going to play. He's not playing.
That's pretty stupid, but all right.
Okay.
I think that's stupid, but all right. What's that?
Yeah, Tom Brady isn't playing until August 20th.
This personal matters. He's not on the same team. He's on the same team. He's not coming back. Russell Wilson ain't Brady. I'm just 50 million things. I'm just saying he's with a brand new team. Even if Russell Williams played one series, at least play. I mean, that's what the fans want to see. I mean, you're a Bronco fan. You want to see Russell Wilson.
I would like to see him play one series, yeah, but I doubt it's going to
happen. That's all I would ask for.
Yeah. But what I want to see is
– You confirmed what I just said.
What's that?
You just said that you, as a fan, you would like him to see
– Yeah, but it's not going to happen. It's just not going to happen. That's what I'm saying. I would like to see it. Yeah, I would love to see him at least play one series, even if it was a three and out. Okay, that's fine. Whatever. But what I want to watch in that game are guys like Baron Browning, some of the second edge linebackers and D-line, and, of course, some of the secondary guys. Offense, you know, unfortunately, our offensive line is like patchwork right now. Because we keep losing guys. Not to mention we're so thin at wide receiver. I want to see some of those threes and fours, see if they can bump and push some of the ones on the first-team offense. That's what I'm going to look for in the game. Okay, it doesn't really matter, but I want to see performance. I want to evaluate because that's what preseason's for. So now I believe
stats, right? Performance is based on stats. Right?
No, it does. But I'm saying I'm looking at the stats of the threes and fours to see what they did.
Right, but you're looking at. But that's my point. I mean, I'd like to see Russell. I would like to see Russell Wilson at least play a series. It's a brand new team. That's all I would have wanted to see, right? Because you know, we all said as much as we like Russell Wilson, he's the third or fourth quarterback in that division, right, Byron? According to you,
whoa, you guys still believe in the fool's gold that is the Chargers?
Why would you throw him out there? You know, with a team that's kind of the offensive line is kind of you're trying to put him out there to risk that he gets hurt. That you know, I want to put him out here for stats, so I want to throw the ball 20 times while he's out there. He can get hurt.
So how are you gonna fix that line there before the game?
Goes out there like Daniel Jones, goes out there for a series, and then that's it. Huh?
Okay, so when do you put when do you play them then?
They don't play like the whole game.
None of them do. So I'm expecting them to play just a series or so. I mean, you got the whole hype of bringing Russell Wilson. It's also
don't play like,
you know, we decide when football. We always flip flop when football's a sport or it's a business, right? And you got a pretty prolific quarterback going to a new team. But the Broncos did a lot of nice moves. You know, if I was a fan, I want to see these guys play. If I was a season ticket holder, I'd be pissed off.
Well, my boy Kelly.
I just want to play a series, Byron. I'm not asking to play the whole game. Nobody plays the whole game. My question to you is, according to what you just said, when do you play them then?
The
third game?
The last one.
And by the third game, is the offensive line going to be that much better?
Yeah, because guys will be coming back off injury.
Oh, because they got guys in injury.
Yeah. No, the offensive line, the starters are good. It's just they're banged up. So it's going to give some of those second and third line people a chance to show that they can play offensive line, open holes, whatever. But once again, you're evaluating talent, and it's not going to be really fair until you get to that third game where you're going to see what the team is going to look like from a starter to a, you know, these guys are getting cut.
Santiago?
What was the question?
You're a Broncos fan, and you got all these trades, and you go to the game. You know, when do you, you know, they're not playing Russell Wilson at all, I guess. There's some valid points. If their line isn't strong enough, you don't want to risk getting him hurt. I understand that. It's just, to me, if I was a Bronco fan, I'd be disappointed that I didn't get a chance to see him right off the bat to play at least a snap, a series.
I mean, yeah, well, for preseason –
Man, I don't know, Byron. It's just me. That's my opinion. I mean,
preseason, you know, you don't want to injure your players, so you want to, you know, leave it to the third game, I guess, at least. But I guess each game you start incrementing more. I guess the first game, first quarter, then then after that, second, you know, quarter, a half. So yeah,
by the third game, John, a lot of these guys are getting cut already. Anyway,
yep, exactly. So I want to address what Jeff has written there. NFL being a business versus a sport. If it was a business that took itself seriously, Deshaun wouldn't be playing this year at all. That's just bad business. It's a bad look on the league. So
I think it's the opposite. I think because it's a business, he's playing. You know, business is free enterprise, bro. You're an owner. You can't tell me what to do. Now,
this is true, but
you know, it's free enterprise, bro. My issue between player, it's a sport and it's a business. It's just, you know, the times they just get dismissed players when they want to dismiss them, right? Or, you know, they're worried about things. I'm just there's the decision on that. I'm not saying Deshaun Watson should or should not. I'm not defending that part. I'm just saying you. By being free enterprise, you have the right. In other words, it's like smoking, right? Some companies don't want you to smoke. You can't smoke in the business because of the law. But some businesses have smoke in their areas, and then some businesses won't allow you to smoke within 500 feet or something from the doorway or something. You know what I mean? So
there's
all different kinds of pieces that you're able as a business to do. You know, I live in Florida; it's an at-will state. Yeah. They could fire you for any reason.
Oh, same, Delaware and Pennsylvania. But Byron, if you're as a former law enforcement personnel, what do you think of Deshaun Watson's slap on the wrist? If he wasn't a football player, would he be free?
Not. Yeah, he'd be sitting there right now. All those alleged accusations. And if you're not guilty, not going to pay all this money. I don't know how much he's paid out, but you're not going to pay all this money out if you're not guilty.
About $22 million.
I agree.
It doesn't work.
No, I don't know. You don't know that, man. No,
it's crazy.
I don't know if I agree with that. Huh?
We've talked about this before, Victor. How many organizations have the employee, which is Roger Goodell, and I've said this before, Roger Goodell is trying to discipline the employer, which is the owners of the team. Well, he has no power to do anything. They're paying this guy $50 million or whatever he's getting paid, you know, to be the commissioner. You think that he's going to, you know, go against them? The employee can turn around and say, you know what? We need a new commissioner. You're out. We're going to get somebody that's more, you know, for us.
Yeah, it's easier said than done. You know that's not true. Can it be done, what you're saying? Yes. You know that. Will it be done? No. Come on, Byron. They don't change.
Roger Goodell.
No. The NBA.
Roger Goodell is the employee.
I get you.
True or not
but
true?
It's true. But what is not true is the ease of which you're saying they can just get rid of him or not. That has not been the mantra of the NFL.
Nor the NBA.
Huh? I don't think that.
You don't think they can get rid of him?
Can they? Yes. Can they? Yes. By definition, do they have the ability? Yes. Will they? No. I just don't think that's the precedent they'll set. Right? They're not going to set that.
If he had any real power, the crazy thing, you know, Kraft, Snyder,
three,
Jerry Jones, all the stuff that these guys have done, you know, this, you know what? I'm going to suspend you. I'm going to take your team to whatever. He has no power to do anything.
Nope.
That's my opinion.
I think that it's I agree. I think his job is to expand and to generate revenue for the NFL. His job is to take it to the next level. Same thing as the NBA commissioner, right? The NBA commissioner is to make it international, to turn it around. Their job is to run a great organization, to deliver a good product. That's their job. Have parity, make sure things are good. That's their job. He's, you know.
Okay.
He's the CEO of the organization. Those guys are the owners of the business. He's just hired help.
Then who enforces makes the sport or the business look as incredibly bad as this does?
Who was that? Say that again.
Who enforces it when we have another employee who goes out and makes the business itself look bad?
Well, that's the one is the owner of the team. So, you know, the owner of the Cleveland Browns. I mean, you know, think about it. Mr. Vet Roger should
What does he always talk about Goodell? I'm going to uphold the integrity of the shield. He says that all the time. The integrity of the shield. That's his job. Him doing, you know, Watson or this guy or whatever guy is doing, whatever he's doing, his job is to enforce whatever the rules are. The guy should be suspended.
But there's no rules on this. Done. There's no rules on this.
Why not?
I think Jeff posted something that they couldn't do an entire year suspension. But there's no rules on this, though. I mean, you know, and he hasn't been convicted of anything.
It's a very bad look. I agree.
It's a bad look, but you got a guy. You got the Cleveland owners that own that they decided to take him. They knew what they were getting into when they got it. So the ownership of Cleveland has some responsibility on their own to do something. Is that a fair statement?
It is. They should have looked at him more. Whatever they did,
let's go in order. The owners of that team should indeed be doing something. Then you got Goodell, right?
Well, you got
a combination of, like, you know, who's really in charge of Watson? The ownership of the Cleveland Browns,
right? But Goodell, that was the same case with Houston.
The integrity of Cleveland Browns, how it reflects on the NFL.
Yeah, it goes back even further than that, though.
Yeah, but why would you have the individual of the individual owners of the team issue discipline, you know, when they screw up or whatever they do? Because you're going to have, you know, some owners it might be, well, we're going to win at any cost or all costs or whatever. Why not do anything to this guy? It's the job of the commissioner to issue out punishment or whatever, however they do it now. I wouldn't want each individual team to even have the Houston Texans, you know, they were put, you know, involved. They had to pay out some money.
Yep.
So it's a mess.
They paid out most of the money, I think.
Which the NFL has seen the evidence, and they want to suspend him for a year.
Yeah, but according to what Jeff was just saying, that the judge said that the conduct, personal conduct policy does not allow for full season suspension.
Okay, then 16 games. Let him play one game.
There you go.
I have a feeling there's probably a definition of the, like, you know, whatever the conduct. I mean, I don't know the conduct policy. And so Watson gets slapped on the wrist, gets to start the season. What does this show the league and the players?
That they can get away with anything because they're good at football.
You know, look, guys, yeah. I guess. I mean, you know. I mean, this is like, he's not the first NFL player has done something and has gotten, then, you know, you guys act like this is the first time. I mean,
no, not at all. You
know, there's a lot of players in the NFL that have had some criminal things behind.
What about the guy?
There's a lot who haven't. So let's not just focus on the negative and a lot who haven't, but there's a lot who have, right? So, you know, he's not the only one.
No, he's not.
Number Ray two, Rice, Tom Brady. You know,
was that
Ray Rice? Was probably
Ray Rice got knocked. He's out. They took him right out. Look what happened. He didn't even get a chance.
Yeah, because the owners all got together. Like, you know what? Just nobody don't have him. They just didn't sign him. They sort of just let him fade away into the darkness with him.
Okay, but they don't. Why did they do that to Watson?
They contract him because he's a lot more talented. And I think
it's because Ray Rice was caught on video knocking out a woman. Knocking her out. Watson's accused and he's paying people. Now look, please, I hope nothing is, if something happened to those women, you know, pray for them. But guys, man, do you really believe that in today's society an accusation can damage a person's life?
Yes, it can.
It happens all
purely by accusation.
If someone makes it, okay, hold on. You have people out there, and let's talk, you know, some famous actor, okay? 20 years ago, he might have accidentally bumped into someone and hit whatever part of their body, okay? And now that person's coming back and saying, oh, I was sexually assaulted by this person. When it didn't happen. I'm not saying those things don't happen, okay? What I say, and me and Byron kind of chatted about this a little while ago, when you have 24-plus women coming forward and saying it, there's a little more fire to that smoke than you would think. There's no doubt about that.
I'm not disagreeing. These are hard topics to talk about because you feel like, no matter what side, that you just try to even just have a conversation about. Because I'm not trying to – I'm not trying to defend either side. I'm just saying to you that hypothetically or just in life itself, think about youth coaches. Mm-hmm. That is the riskiest volunteer job you could ever do.
Did it for 2 years. Never doing it again.
Okay? Riskiest job you could ever do because, God forbid, an accusation comes out. And you're 1,000% innocent.
Yep.
And even if the parents believed you, it got leaked out to somewhere else, you got a problem for the rest of your life.
We've got a few more examples. Antonio Brown, there's guys, Kareem Hunt, Ezekiel Elliott, all suspended up to 8 games for assault and domestic violence. Okay.
So, see, they're all up to 8 games, half a season.
Thank you, Vet.
Yeah, but you got assault.
You know what I mean? So I'm just saying to you, that's number one. Number two, there are times in business where businesses would rather pay something off than have to go. It will be cost you way more expensive to continue going through it and having stuff dragged through the mud for a longer period of time.
Adam Pacman Jones was suspended.
Whatever the number is, this 24 is a lot. You know, I'm just curious why the feds dropped it. Now, I don't want to stay too much on this because I think we're giving too much we're giving too much attention to Watson. We're not giving attention to the girls. You know what I mean? I don't want to. I'm just talking this from just every angle possible. I hope I'm wrong. I even feel uncomfortable trying. I'm not trying to even defend them. I'm just defending the situation where there are times you're better off paying stuff off than going to court because it's not worth it. Okay, you know, look, I had an insurance car. I've been insurance for 30-something years, dude. You know, sometimes you settle on stuff because it ain't worth going to court for. Yeah. And sometimes, and listen to me, those attorneys you see on TV all the time, if you slipped and fall, if you're in a car accident, when you see those guys don't go to trial. They settle. They settle. And the insurance companies pay them because not because they were wrong, it's because it costs them more to go to court. Even though they're right, because a jury, the jury is way more empathetic to the victim against a bad boy million dollar insurance company.
Yep.
You don't think that's going to happen against a multi-millionaire NFL player?
I think it would, but once again, you know, if we're talking, even Ben Roethlisberger a couple years ago, same thing. He was accused. He was found innocent, okay, or something like that, all right? But once again, we're talking one situation, not 24. That's my point. That's my point.
I'm with you with the point.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to get to the pieces. You know, how many – let's just move on. I don't want to talk
about let's move on.
We're giving him too much light on a bad topic, right? I think
– we really are.
However, let's end it with
this. It's my fault.
We all agree that he got a slap on the wrist.
Yep.
We all agree that the Cleveland made a stupid move. I believe Cleveland should be chastised more than Goodell. Because if your argument is about 24 people and all of these years why isn't Cleveland being chastised?
They should. Houston should be.
Houston should.
But let's move on, man.
To me, they're the worst out of the whole group. They're the worst outside of Watson. That's it. Move on, Santiago.
All right. Thoughts on Tyrod Taylor's second quarter play for the Giants? Byron saw it, right?
He looked pretty good. You know, he did move the team up in that field a little bit, even though he was playing with the second and third team guy. But he looked pretty, you know, if Daniel Jones throws all the part, gets traded, you know, he probably, you know, he's a good bridge quarterback, you know, as far as whatever quarterback they're going to take next year, you know, if that happens. And I think Daniel Jones played, you know, pretty well, you know, in the first drive, you know. You know, a couple hiccups, you know, Kenny Galladay should have caught the pass, you know, at the goal line, you know, well, close to the goal line for the first down. But he's another guy that you need to work on, too, Galladay.
So,
another,
Byron, which one's your team this year?
My team?
Yeah.
I'm a real Giants fan. I'm not like you.
Not according to our fans. Not too many of them are very clear. A clear line.
I'm a New York Giant fan since 1972.
I only give that to you on your birthday. I only give that to you on your birthday.
1972.
If you say so.
Daniel Jones is going to be a star. Jeff, he's going to beat the Dallas Cowboys, and everybody, they're going to finish 11.
I want Garoppolo.
That would have been a great trade. I think for the Giants, that would have been a great trade. Jimmy
Garoppolo,
yeah,
yeah, but whatever, now the Browns are interested.
That wasn't the issue. John just said it would be a great trade, and I agree with him.
Yeah, it would have been. It would have been fantastic for the Giants.
Win the conference.
But now the Browns want him, as Santiago was just saying.
All right, so let's bring that up. Why would the Browns? Like, I'm so confused. That is the stupidest organization I can even imagine.
Cleveland Browns. Yeah, so there was a report today that the Cleveland Browns are looking into Jimmy Garoppolo. If Watson's suspension is long, if it's a year or so, he'll be coming in. Byron, your thoughts on that? I know that you said there was a salary issue, but what have you heard?
Yeah, because he's making like a $20 million or whatever amount he's making. And
26.
He'd have to be able to. He's making how much?
26, I think.
26? Yeah. So they would have to be able to fit him in under, their salary cap or whatever. Then, they're going to have to give up, a second. He's at least a second round pick and else next year. They're not just going to give the guy away.
I think that's a bad move for Jimmy G. I wouldn't take it.
Yeah.
Go ahead, John. What do you think?
The Browns are
not. No, no.
I think it's a bad move for Jimmy G.
Huh? Yeah. If he goes to Cleveland, that's the end of his career.
Yeah, unfortunately. I think it's stupid. Yeah. Dumb move.
They're good. They're built to win. They have a good offensive line. They got a running game. They got the receivers. They have a very good defense. They're built. If they get him. To hold down the fort this year until homeboy comes back, they're going to be in the mix for the playoffs.
Byron,
Jimmy G,
let the praying mantis go.
Byron, it's what I said last year. It's what I said every year. These are still the Cleveland Browns. They will find a way to screw it up even with Jimmy G. Okay, they're the Browns. They don't know how to win. Okay, they're not going to win. It's who they are. They may be built to win now. Their ownership, their coaching, no, it's not. It's just not going to happen.
Listen to Jeff. Jeff, you killed me, Jeff.
Jimmy G has won how many, two or three Super Bowls I think he has?
He's got two Super Bowls with the 49ers, and he's been there three times. He's been to the Super Bowl three times. He's won two, and he's been to the NFC Championship twice. No, he's been to the NFC Championship four times.
The guy, he's a winner. Even though it's fragile, he may be, he is a winner. And if he goes to the Cleveland Browns, he's going to bring that mentee to the Browns, and he's going to have them in the mix if he ends up there. I'm just saying.
Well, I as much as I would love to see it happen, and I would because I'm cheering for the underdogs, it's still the Cleveland Browns. So I'm going to leave it at that.
Okay, but let me Santiago, what do you got, Santiago? Is you quieter than normal? You trying to handle all the technology?
Yeah. So according to Vet, if the Watson suspension is at least 10 games or more, the Browns are willingly to make a blockbuster trade deal. Keyword blockbuster. So that
which means they will lose a lot of players.
Yeah. Correct. So, and draft picks, right, Byron?
Jeff. Well, here's my thing. The point. Let me get back to Jimmy G because John, you confused me when you between your hate, your disgust for Cleveland and the
reason. No. It's not.
A disgust. Hold on. Let me finish. Though.
Okay.
Here's the deal. It's a bad move for Jimmy G.
Yes.
Purely not because it's just Cleveland. It's because he's putting himself in a worse position than he's in right now against a rookie quarterback, against a guy they paid 200-something million. Dude, you have no chance. Why go there? Don't mess it. Screw you, San Francisco. You're going to pay me one way or the other. And Jeff is talking about he's got to retire. Are you crazy? G's still one of the better quarterbacks. I'll take him over a lot of quarterbacks in the league right now. I'll take him as a backup quarterback to a lot of the guys in the league. I don't know what
the
he's
Cleveland Browns have a top five.
It's not about the Cleveland. Byron, you keep talking about that. It's not about Cleveland. It's not. They got a good
team. Looking at the fact.
They had Baker. They had everybody else. They sucked. My boy Odell, that you said was the best player in the Super Bowl when he left. Okay? What happened? They did nothing with him. I'm just saying to you, why would Jimmy G, who's been always second guess as a second back, second player, go to a team that he's guaranteed in a year to be in the same position, if not worse? He's in that position against a rookie going against Deshaun Watson. He's just burying himself. That's my problem with it.
Yeah.
Because
well,
anything else, it's purely because, dude, you got to be pretty stupid. Unless they're going to pay you big money for a year and guarantee you, that's just a dumb move.
He's going to get paid.
Okay, is he better than Carson Wentz?
Yes.
Oh. Is he better than Jalen Hurts?
Yeah.
Is he better than who's the other the other Alabama?
Dak Prescott.
I don't know. Dak is a little tough there, but Dak's I mean Dallas is Dallas. Dak can play. Okay, but is he better than Carson Wentz? He's better than is he better than? Come on, let's keep going. He's better than. Is he better than Tua?
Oh God, yes.
Okay, you want me to keep going? Is he better again? Let's just keep going around the league, dog. I mean, come on, he's up there.
He is
better than Daniel Jones.
What do you think?
He's a winner.
Is he better than Daniel Jones? Yes.
Okay. Let me address something Byron just said though about them being built for success now. Now, even with what Santiago just said, if there's going to be a blockbuster trade, Cleveland is going to lose some of those players they've been building around to make them a contender. And to what Vic just said, it's going to put him in a worse situation than he's in right now. Agree or no?
I agree.
But it's going to put him in a worse situation. Give up.
They can give up all the draft picks in the world, but they still got to give some players up too.
And Byron, Jeff is saying that if they want to trade Jimmy, they can just trade him. Is that true?
Because he doesn't have a no trade clause.
Right, but doesn't he have the right to ask for certain things?
No.
So his agent has no negotiating power in the trade.
They could try and say, hey, you know, I would prefer to go here. And if that team can make a deal, maybe. But, you know, if they say tomorrow we're going to trade him to Houston, guess where he's going? Houston.
And they got to pick up his $26
million. Yep.
Yep.
Well, like I said, you know, I think it would be a bad move for his agent, bad move for Jimmy G, and I just think that's not a good
place. It ain't going to be a bad move for the agent.
I think Jimmy G's better than Baker Mayfield. I think he's better than Baker Mayfield.
Yeah. Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying? But so, man, we can keep going. So, I just
– Cleveland to win now. They have a top – off of the line, top – five running back. They have a Mark Cooper. They're built to win.
Yeah. That's another dumb thing, Jeff. Amari Cooper. Well, you guys got rid of Amari Cooper. Then you're trying to get Odell Beckham, and you're going to end up paying Odell Beckham more than you would have paid Amari Cooper.
Nah, they're not going to pay him that much.
Nah.
According to the numbers, they if they get Odell Beckham, he will make more than the contract that was offered to Amari Cooper.
He'll probably get veteran minimum with bonuses. He's not going to get $10 or $20 million. Veteran, whatever the veteran's minimum is,
I'm just telling you what the reports say. The offer on the table is going to be greater than what they could have paid Amari Cooper, and I thought Amari Cooper was a good receiver.
Why would you get rid of Amari Cooper? And, you know, pay this guy the same. I'd rather have Cooper than OB.
Okay, but I wouldn't pay. That's my point. That was the argument on the set. The argument on the set was, why would you get rid of Amari Cooper to then spend more money on Odell Beckham when you could have kept Amari Cooper?
They're not going to give him more money.
He may not even go there. Let's see what happens.
Nope.
All right, let's keep going. What do you got?
Mekhi Becton injured. He's with the New York Jets. Jets, Mekhi Becton got injured.
Yeah, he's a former like top 10 pick, I think, off tackle. You know, first he was a left tackle, and he got hurt. So then they put him on the right side. Then they signed somebody else to keep him on the right side, and then he hurt. Because the last time somebody saw him, he was about 400 pounds. You know, he's huge. And you can't carry that kind of weight trying to play, you know, off of the tackle. And if something happened, he hurt his knee. And, you know, it's a little bit more serious. They thought he might be done because I think he's coming up to his fifth-year option. So definitely not going to sign the Jets. He's done there.
New England just scored by Tyrod Taylor's 13 or 21 went for 129 yards, Byron. It's not bad.
Yeah, he's not playing bad at all.
Interesting.
Thornton It was a pass from Oregon, pass from Brian Hoyer. So Dorian got the catch. 55
yards. Yeah, that's when what's her name got burned. Aaron Robinson.
Jeff doesn't want Odell or Sean Payton. Byron, that kills your theory.
All right. And yeah, so Mekhi Becton is out for a season, fractured a right kneecap. Broncos new owners officially made official, I believe, on Monday or Tuesday. John, your thoughts?
Yeah, let's get the Walmarts, Condoleezza Rice, and George Lucas's wife, all in the same room.
And Lewis Hamilton.
Yes, and Lewis Hamilton's partner. So,
Condoleezza Rice is part owner now?
Yeah.
Minority owner, yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. Really? Good for her. You know, she wanted to be
Lucas's wife.
Yep, George Lucas's wife, and then the Walmarts.
That's Star Wars, right?
Yeah.
Well, Condoleezza Rice, God bless her. Hey, listen, she wanted to be an NFL commissioner.
Yeah.
And then I had a my ex partner's ex brother in law actually was working for the president at the time when Condoleezza Rice was there, and he told me, man, she's probably one of the smartest people he's ever met in his life, one of the nicest, coolest, and knows a lot about sports. But articulate, super smart, knows a lot about sports, and you know, God bless her.
She brings a Denver connection though with that group, because she went to University of Denver. That's where she got her bachelor's.
Yeah, she graduated at 18 or 19 years old, really young.
Yeah, So, but I'm actually surprised she came out with this, because she's been a Browns fan her entire life. So that's all right. We'll take her. The new owner, they seem to be committed to winning. I have friends within the organization. I can't really talk about too much, but they're saying good things. So,
yeah. And the organization.
I can't say anything about Brady, so I'm going to leave that alone.
The group that bought it is the Walmart group, so the Walton family. And here you see the owners, Walton Penner, Walton, Hobson, Rice, and Penner.
Yeah. Now, what's going to be funny is every time a Raiders fan buys something at Walmart now, he's supporting the Broncos. So, hey, thanks a lot, Raider fans. Appreciate that.
Oh, man.
Same thing with the Hillbillies and KC.
He can buy anything from any sport from Walmart now.
Yeah. So you're supporting the Broncos no matter what you do when you go to Walmart. Just remember that.
Jeff's saying it's not the Walmart group. It's a Walmart thing. But still, he gets paid. He still owns shares in it.
The CEO is the chairman. The CEO of the Broncos is the chairman of Walmart. He has both positions.
Yeah, announced today. Yeah.
Yeah.
Today,
Greg Penner, who is the CEO of the Broncos, is also the chairman for Walmart. So, I mean, you might see our colors change to like that weird blue with the yellow sun on the helmet soon. Who knows? It's just, you know, we'll have weird, different kind of greeters at Mile High Stadium now.
Will they sell the seeds at Walmart prices?
Yeah, I hope so. Well, only if they get
probably
bad.
Not.
All right, well, let's go. Hey, well, what's happening, Jet? We got Aaron on the line. Aaron, give us any quick updates on the Commandos or Commanders or whatever.
Commandos.
Washington. And then, Jeff, what do you got on Dallas? Anything happening over there?
Dan Mills III, their defensive line coach, right, Byron?
Yeah. They did him 30.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And his dad was inducted to the Hall of Fame.
His dad just went in the Hall of Fame on Saturday.
And
he gets fired.
And you said something about Ron Rivera, too, right? You think he's out?
He should be out. I'm going to call for him to get fired, because that was a bad move. Now, why are you going to do that, man? Now, I understand, you know, if you want to get rid of a guy, you should have before the season started, and the last season, whatever.
Why do you think they got rid of
him? You know, their father went to the Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
Why do you think they got rid of him?
I, different philosophies, probably. As usual, you know, a difference of opinion.
Snyder,
or something
I think that's a bad organization, though, dude.
Yeah, they're the Cleveland of the East Coast.
Sorry, Aaron, but just a bad organization.
Hey, guys, my phone's about to die, so I'm going to jump off.
Yeah, we're about to wrap it up now.
All right. Good night, guys. Good luck. See you next time.
Santiago.
Yep.
We're going to be wrapping it up pretty much.
Yeah, wrap it up. The script for
Gary Sinise.
Gary Sinise. That's right. Go ahead.
Freedom, security, and precious gifts that we as Americans should never take for granted. We must do all we can to extend our hands in times of need to those who willingly sacrifice each day to provide that freedom and security. While we can never do enough to show gratitude to our nation's defenders, we could always do a little more. Gary Sinise. That is the Gary Sinise, S-I-N-I-S-E, foundation.org. That's for our nation's defenders and our first responders. Please, anything you can, we'd be really, we'd really appreciate it. We're a big sponsor. We're a big promoter of that organization. And I know it's true and dear to Byron and to a lot of our friends. So, Byron, I just hope that what I heard wasn't true. So, I'm trying to
Find check that out. I'm going to call a couple people tonight.
Yeah, I'm just looking because it's going to freak me out a little bit. Let me see. Let me check one more time. I'm sorry, Santiago. We have a really good friend and family that someone just sent something to me, and I can't tell if it. You know how is a Kraken?
We'll check that later.
We'll check that later. But let's land this plane. Okay. Byron, what's the best way to reach you online?
Just coming to Jersey Boys Sports Talk.
Byron C. Jones at whatever the Twitter thing.
Byron is at
Facebook. We need a phone. Like,
Byron don't want you to just call. Just trust me. Just come Thursdays at 8:00. That's where you find Byron. Facebook. Byron wants you. He don't want to know of you. He don't want to hear from you. Just come here.
And Victor, what is the best way to reach you online to talk to you about debt-free insurance?
And it's not debt-free insurance. It's the end assets. How to use your dollar twice. And how to build, use your debts and your own finances to create wealth. So you can reach me at victorarocho.com, just like my name. That's my website.
Let me see your hat.
Valuable assets, baby. So I'm also on TikTok, Victor Arocho 83. You see a lot of my TikTok. I'm doing a lot of education, trying to help people to learn something I wish I would learn 30 years ago. Would have been changed. Definitely life-changing. So go to Victor Rocho. Look me up on YouTube. Victor Rocho 83 on TikTok. At V Arocho. And how do I type something in here like you're typing?
You can. I believe you can go to the captions on tab, which I don't know if you have access to.
I can go where?
Wait, to the private chat or to show a caption?
How do you do captions? I thought I was able to do captions.
You might not. If you're a guest on Restream, you might not be have access to it.
Okay, so I give it to you.
Because I'm admin. You gave it to me on there. Oh, there you go. All right, so let me put that going.
Copy and paste that.
Let's see here. Cool. So, and obviously, you can reach us at thesportscast.net or thesportscast1 on Twitter and Instagram. And Jersey Boys every Thursday, 8 p.m. live. And if you miss it, you could subscribe to the podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, TuneIn. And there's the website on the screen and asset.com/vault. As VA Arocho. So. If you're seeing
there you
that.
Go. All righty. Well, thank you. Restream is interesting. We'll get used to it. I got to explore the studio version of it. And you don't need a green screen.
You don't need a green screen. It's become the level of.
And look, it's even better than like you didn't see me so much shadow like in Zoom.
I cannot tell. Victor, any closing words before we head out?
No. Blessings to everybody. Hope.
hope the news that I found out isn't true. Guys, throw a prayer for my dad. He went to the hospital again. You know, he came out. So he's 87, but, you know, it's never easy. So blessings to my dad. He's a military man, 20-year vet, Bronze Star. A shout out to a good friend of ours, Judy. She's celebrating her birthday today. And I prayed that what was sent to me isn't true about a friend of ours passing. So that would be the second person in accident. So just blessings to, you know, prayers for everybody in the families. And we had some family. It's just, God bless everybody. That's it.
All right, guys. Have a good night. Giants are up 17-14. See you next Thursday.
All right. Thank you.